Welcome to Farmscape Online. I'm Bruce Cochran. My guest is Tyler Fulton, the Director of Risk Management with Hams Marketing Services. Thanks for joining us, Tyler.
Thanks for having me again, Bruce.
We are into another new year, sort of wrapping up 2021. What did we see in terms of hog prices and profitability, and what were the factors?
Well, hog prices were quite good for the most part. Of course, we saw some pretty significant variability over the course of the year with all of the uncertainty and influences from the pandemic. Overall, I mean, from a historical standpoint, 2021 stacks up pretty well. However, on the profitability side, it's not quite as good given the really record high prices of feed that we've seen, not only due to the short supply in general across North America of feed grains, but also the more locally the drought seen in Western Canada that's really forced producers to search out and bring more product in than they normally would.
Given the 2021 situation, what are the expectations as we move into 2022, and what are the factors to be watching and why?
So I'd say probably late 2021, we saw production levels drop. And so not only was there a decline in live hog numbers, but there was also a pretty significant decline in pork stocks. And so those relatively tight supplies, are likely going to be a factor we're going to be dealing with for at least the first 6 to 8 months of 2022. So on that front, what we could see is just a little bit of a spike or further support for pork cutout values, that is the value of pork that's trading on a wholesale basis, and possibly see some support coming on, continued support coming on the hog side. However, the trend of the last 3 or 4 days has been the opposite. It's actually come under some pretty significant pressure with some of the futures months, some of the spring and summer futures dropping about 4 to 5% over the course of the last 3 days.
What are we seeing in terms of disruptions as the result of the pandemic or swine disease in general?
Yeah, those two are definitely the predominant factors driving the market. From a short-term perspective, what we're seeing is hog processing facilities dialing back their production levels simply because their labor force they've struggled to maintain a full labor force in the context of the Omicron variant. We're seeing it fairly widespread, whether it be in the United States and the Midwest, where there's a ton of packing plants, but also here in Western Canada, where, after the holidays, we've really seen things kind of dial back. Now, it hasn't run into, any major disruptions, but we're going to have to move through and learn to work with these constraints if we're going to be, continue to be current with hog supplies. And so that's kind of what's happening on a short-term perspective. Longer term, what we saw from the Hogs and Pigs report was a general lack of, any growth in supplies, in market hog supplies, for at least the next 4 months. Looking further out, the breeding herd is expected to increase, and that will result likely in larger market hog volumes as long as we can deal with the disease disruptions that have plagued the industry over the last year or so.
We have seen further expansion of African swine fever. What is that doing to the global situation, and what are the implications for North American markets?
Yeah, it hasn't fundamentally changed anything recently. I expect that you're referencing the case of a wild boar found in northern Italy within the last week. It's no doubt a concerning circumstance where you see it a very pervasive disease spread out, and we're not far from some of those scenarios here in North America with the impact of it down in the Dominican and Haiti. So those are major concerns going forward. And at any given point in time, if it were to rear its ugly head in North America, it would severely disrupt markets and export, pork volume flows. It would just have a very disruptive effect on the market in general.
Looking forward to 2022, what are the expectations in terms of profitability, cost of production, and what are the factors?
We've got scenarios where summer prices are generally going to be quite favorable. From a historical standpoint, $250 per pig, per market hog, is attainable right now, or very near attainable in forward pricing. So that's obviously got some potential. But by the same token, we're dealing with just exceptionally high corn and soybean and feed ingredient prices. So that's really cutting back into the profitability potential. I think we're going to follow a fairly normal trend where the summer time frame will be the profitable period. But moving into the fourth quarter of 2022, that's where producers are really going to have to buckle down and squeak out those margins if we can find them on the forward and on the feed ingredient pricing opportunities.
And what is the advice in terms of forward contracting at this point?
It's following a fairly standard plan, doing some incremental sales, especially in some of those higher periods of the summer and when the late fall months come available, covering some of those needs depending on where those values start out at. It's ever present, really, the need to do risk management in this uncertain environment.
And is there anything you would like to add?
No, I think that covers it. Thanks a lot.
Thank you. Our guest has been Tyler Fulton, the Director of Risk Management with Hams Marketing Services. For Farmscape Online, I'm Bruce Cochran.